Tuesday, 24 minutes past 8. You're listening to Radio Life and Style and getting you into another chunk of chat right now. Mr. Chapman is in the house. Barry Chapman, you know him, you love him. And when it comes to plumbing emergencies, whether you need a leak specialist, a drain specialist, or just someone to come and check out what's going on with your pipes, this is the guy and his team, of course. Barry, welcome. Welcome to the Tuesday morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning.
Please. Hopefully not. But if it does come to that, who are you going to call? Chapman Plumbing. The reputation precedes you. And so we get into some really interesting discussions on this radio hour. I think it's one of the only radio stations in the country, maybe in the world, that has a dedicated plumbing slot. But because this part of the world is full of it.
No, but you're like, and it blows my mind that it isn't. I mean, there's quite a few YouTube channels and things like that. But for me, plumbing and sanitation is such an important part of our life. I mean, without it, we as a civilization would just disappear. Yeah.
You don't think about it in these terms often. Well, I mean, I don't, but I would imagine you do. But when you explain it like that and you think about, you know, how humanity has evolved, that's always a foundational level. You got to get that right before you can build anything else.
If we had a world economic meltdown and you know, COVID was proof of it as well, and I still can't believe COVID's six years ago. you know, if you have a world economic meltdown, you can live without restaurants and mechanics and all those other things, but you cannot live without sanitation. And that like the fundamentals of it, like life can carry on with all sorts of other things,
but
a healthy life cannot carry on without sanitation.
So when your sanitation is at risk, when something unexpected crops up, like you have something wrong with a sewer line and something pops or blows or overflows and suddenly your sanitation is in jeopardy, what happens? How do you even begin to address something like that? Because apparently you dealt with a spill fairly recently, and it's quite a complicated thing. There's a lot of factors at play, and one can start to panic. How does a professional plumber approach a situation like that and try and return sanitation and sanity?
So yeah, I mean, effluent spills, or you know, you have a blockage, manhole overflows, those kind of things. They happen. Proper reality of life, and majority of the time they're very localized and you can deal with it. But sometimes it's a much, much bigger area. We've had one fantastic incident where from a municipal sewer rising main up to the treatment works, a 450 mil rising main was punctured.
Ooh.
And quite a large area was covered in effluent water until they could shut the pump down. And then there was a blocked manhole that filled up a little stormwater attenuation pond with effluent. And it's so amazing. Like I was so proud with the Umhlanga incident, which happened, you know, a number of years ago. They straight away got on, how do we fix this problem? What do we need to do? How can we, because this is now ecological, what is the impact to people? How do we resolve it? Can we pump it out? Straight away they went to, we want to pump all this effluent water out and get rid of it. I said to him, great idea, but you're not actually dealing with the issue now because everything's gone into the soil.
Yeah.
So the best way to actually deal with this is the utilization of bacteria.
A bacterial solution to a bacterial problem.
Yeah, so good bacteria versus bad bacteria. And you overpower
the bad stuff
1,000 times over with good bacteria. They get in there and they consume everything. They go in the water, onto the plants, into the soil, and they consume everything. And once the food source is gone, they die away. So those bacteria naturally exist in the environment,
yeah.
But obviously their number and quantity is far, far less.
So this is a solution that one can employ as a sort of a biological remedy.
100%. It's the same thing that happens in septic tanks and sewer processing plants and things like that. Very, very reliant on bacteria to consume all the effluent.
Keep things in balance.
So they consume everything. You get a little bit of sludge that comes out of it, but you get clean water as a byproduct out of it, clean effluent water.
Yeah.
And it's literally a matter of sprinkling the bacteria powder into the water, onto the soil around it. Yes, it is a bit of a costly exercise when you're dealing with very large areas.
Yeah.
But from an ecological perspective, it's a minimal expense to pay to make sure that you're looking after the environment.
Wow. So this is incredibly encouraging to know that, you know, solutions exist and they are available and achievable. And if you have an expert in the field who knows what the options are, and if you can get that expert on the line timely, because I imagine time is also a factor in trying to resolve these things.
100%. So in a sewer spill scenario, you want to get it consumed up as quickly as possible, so you overdose it. The good bacteria then obviously dies off after that, the food material's been consumed. We actually use the same bacteria strategy for septic tanks and soakaways and things like that that haven't been looked after. And you get a buildup of organic matter and stuff inside them, and they choke them up.
Yep.
So you dose it with a high volume of bacteria, and we had an 85 to 90% success rate on reviving septic tanks and soakaways that have been choked up by, you know, you're putting bad stuff down there. Kills 99% of germs and bacteria-free this and that. You're actually killing your sewer processing system in your house, which we've got a lot of houses on our coastline here that it still runs septic tank and soakaway. And you've got to be very... It's a living organism. You've got to look after the thing.
Wow. Just like your gut health, you know, if you have an antibiotic, you're supposed to then put a prebiotic or probiotic to replace the good stuff.
Exactly. So I always, like, for the simplest way, I refer to people and I say to them, you've got to think about your septic tank and soakaway as your human body. Would you go drink a bunch of bleach and you're probably not going to be doing too well afterwards. So don't put it down your septic tank, because it needs the same thing. It needs healthy, good food, doesn't want chemicals, needs a bit of air. So
Dr. Chapman here, speaking on behalf of, advocating on behalf of your system's internal bacterial health.
Yeah, be nice, man. Stop beating up your septic tank.
That's the public service announcement for your Tuesday on the plumbing front. And as you can see, there's a whole lot that goes into this stuff. You're not the expert. If you have one of these things, you're not expected to be the expert. But when you run into an issue, you should be calling the expert. And whether it's, as I say, the leak experts, the drain experts, the geyser experts, Chapman Plumbing, a name you can trust with many years in the field, and always learning about what the latest new best practice is, or the latest product on the market that's going to make things last longer, be stronger, and also, you know, that you understand what it takes to install things properly as well, because there's a lot of kit that's out there on the market that guys aren't really trained in installing.
100%.
And if you don't get it put in properly, it can cause more headaches down the line than you were bargaining for. So, Barry, good on you, man.
Thank you.
Keep sprinkling the good, like
the
magic,
good stuff,
magic fairy dust when it comes to sorting out a spill. This is the man to talk to. And where can we find Chapman Plumbing online and in person?
Yeah, Facebook, Chapman Plumbing, online, www.chapmanplumbing.co.za, and then our office line is 032-525-4123. And we also have an emergency standby line, which we're up and available to sort all your problems out at all sorts of times of the day, and that's 084-781-2108.
And just be aware that if you do call that number, Barry will arrive in his spandex.
Don't make promises now. You might need to join me.
I'll be Robin to your Batman. Chapman. Until next time, Chapman. Catch you on a Tuesday.
Cheers, bugger.